We are reading from the study of the Ten Sfirot, second part, Istaklut Pnimit, Inner Light, number 21. 21, headline, Reflected Light was the vessel of reception in the line. 21. Now you can understand what we asked above. How can the upper light expand only in three phases while there are no vessels of reception in these phases? From the preceding explanation, you can see that now the reception of that light also stems only from phase four. However, it is accepted in the vessel of reception of the reflected light that rises from the coupling by striking in phase four. This reflected light is regarded as a vessel for reception in the line that extends from Ein Sof into that space, being exactly like phase four herself, namely reception from Ein Sof. Thus now, after the restriction that was missing in phase four, the reflected light that is generated by the screen in her takes her place.
After the restriction, we cannot measure a vessel of reception according to the will to receive because that was disqualified, and only the reflected light that rises from the will to receive and works seemingly in the opposite direction, and that reflected light, because of the restriction, becomes the vessel of reception in place of the fourth phase. And it is building the reception of the light, which is called a kav, a line.
А что мы отражаем как творение в качестве отраженного света?
What do we give back as created beings, as reflected light?
From the will to receive, we show our will to receive only in order to bestow. As much as we can present our will to bestow, to that extent, we can receive.
Я не могу понять, вот... Мы творение с желанием получать. А что значит, что мы?
We're created beings. We have the will to receive. What does it mean that we can give some light back?
I reject my will to receive for a kind of pleasure, and in place of that, I wish to receive the pleasure not for myself, but above myself. For the sake of the giver.
Я должен связаться с дающим для этого, чтобы ради него получить.
So I need to connect to the giver.
That connects me with the giver, of course. Yes.
Так, а получается, что Пхина дали здесь какое участие?
So it turns out that phase four, how does it participate here?
Phase four rejects the pleasure that it feels coming to her. She doesn't want to receive it. She rejects it, repels it, and in the place where it rejects it, it wants to use that to bestow to the giver. It wants to resemble the giver.
Просто вот, то есть Пхина Далит отталкивает наслаждение, а как она может отдать?
So phase four rejects the pleasure, but how can she give to the bestower if she doesn't receive?
No, it receives, except not in the same desire. Remember where we read about the guest and the host? That will to receive, those vessels of reception were disqualified from receiving directly. And now they work in reverse. But they work. You cannot do anything without the will to receive. That's why it's called the wisdom of reception, wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not called the wisdom of bestowal. Because there is no bestowal. There is a certain form of reception, the opposite form of reception. Reception remains reception, but the intention here is added to the action. And that's all the wisdom. That's a trick.
So in what vessels does phase four receive if not in her initial vessels?
After performing a restriction on its will to receive, it then opens up her restricted will to receive with the intention to bestow as much as it can, and then it receives in order to bestow. Where does it receive? Of course, in the will to receive. Of course, it needs to enjoy, to feel pleasure in that will to receive, because that is the form of her bestowal, the measure of her pleasure from what the host is giving her. So she's receiving that, all the food that he prepared for it. But now it's called bestowal, because she performed a restriction, a screen, a reflected light, and it's clear to her and to the host that she's not receiving for herself, but only in order to bestow to him.
Так это получается, что она получает это наслаждение в слиянии с дающим.
So it turns out that she takes this pleasure by adhesion with the giver.
She receives these things in opposition to the host. Opposite to the host. She refuses to receive pleasure directly from the host, and she places a condition on herself. She doesn't want it. I'm performing a restriction. I'm creating a boundary, a barrier between us, between her and the host. And I want to now receive only on condition that it will be for your sake. So this is a severe action. It can receive maybe only 1 gram of all this great offering that the host has prepared, but she's getting up and she's saying that she's interested in this form of reception in order to bestow. You can say, but it's egoistic. She doesn't want to feel hurt or harmed. She feels herself ashamed, and that's why she doesn't want it. It's possible that she's simply protecting her ego, her flaw, her shame. No matter how much you twist and turn it, but reception in order to bestow takes place against or in contradiction with the will to receive that the Creator, that the host created in the guest. I am constantly reminded of the example that you gave of Rabash, how I would eat so heavily, so complicated. I would, if I understand correctly, it was a significant exercise for him, not simply to derive pleasure. So I want to understand how it's happening. Kabbalist is doing it out of adhesion with the Creator. How is he doing it? What is his inner effort, his inner direction?
Yes, you couldn't see it just like that in the Rabash, but I could see it from him annulling his simple pleasure from corporeal enjoyments and only wanting to enjoy under the condition that he feels that he's bestowing to the Creator through it, that he's working above his ego.
Как это вообще можно представить? Вкусная еда, как можно...
How can you imagine such a thing? Let's say the food is tasty. He did not feel pleasure, or he felt the Creator inside this pleasure? I don't get it.
We'll try to gradually come close to this. But it's good that we already understand that these things aren't so simple. Yep. Okay, so we don't have any more questions. Let's keep going.
Item
22. The vessels of 10 Sefirot of Rosh are but roots for the vessels. 22. Has already been explained that although there are four phases in the world to receive, not all of them are regarded as vessels for reception, but only phase four. We've also learned that the vessel for the reception of this line, which extends from Ein Sof into the space after the restriction, is actually the reflected light that ascends from the screen in phase four. Because it stems from phase four, she renders it capable of being a vessel of reception. It will be explained that this reflected light does not complete its qualification of becoming a vessel for reception before it expands from its screen downwards. Consequently, the screen expands once more into 4 degrees up to phase four. And these are the real vessels of the above line. However, the first four phases that were emanated by the power of coupling by striking from the screen upward to the root are regarded only as roots of vessels, because the force of the screen cannot ascend with that reflected light from its place upward. Hence, there is only light there, without any coarseness of screen. Hence, these are not real vessels, but only roots for them. Afterward, when this reflected light expands downwards from the place of the screen, it leads the coarseness of the screen with it and becomes the real vessels.
We'll speak about that a lot, and it's before us, that the vessels of Rosh, vessels of Toch, vessels of Sof, the roots of the vessels, the real vessels, we'll check about that later on, but the main thing is the Rosh, that's the roots, the intentions, the decisions, the plan, and then the implementation is in the Guf, the body. What's in the goof, there's nothing new in there that didn't come from the Rosh. Keep going.
Chapter 3, read the table of contents?
No, let's keep going.
Okay, 23. Detailed explanation of the four phases of the desire. Now there opens before us a way to understand our previous question about the order of the Sefirot of straightness, in which the coarser is higher and more important. And this is opposite to common sense, since according to common sense, the more refined vessel should clothe the higher and more important light, and the coarse vessel should clothe a lesser light.
And you can
understand it from the aforementioned, but you should first elaborate on the meaning of the four phases in the desire, which are the vessels of the 10 Sefirot called Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and the root called Keter. And Zeranpin includes six Sefirot Chagat Nei, which need an elaborate explanation.
Yeah, I don't see any questions. Meaning, we need to scrutinize these four phases in the world to receive how every phase is unique. It has its own character. And as much as they support each other and develop from one another. Next.
Item 24. Three discernments. The substance of the vessel, the force of restriction in the vessel, and the screen in it.
That happens in each and every one. Everyone should stick this on himself.
There are three fundamental discernments in these vessels. The first is the self of the substance of the vessel. The second is the force of restriction in her, meaning the retirement from the great will to receive through its own independent choice, and not because of the authority of the upper one. The third is the screen, meaning the retirement from the great will to receive by the authority of the upper one. And this is a compelled retirement, not a mindful one, and we will explain them one at a time.
Yeah, then we have, as he says, the matter of the vessel, the restriction in the vessel, and the screen in the vessel. That's what we have to scrutinize, because it's the three components that present the entire vessel. Next.
25. The four degrees of the will to receive are the substance of the vessel. You already know that the substance of every vessel consists of four degrees of the will to receive, one below the other. The upper one is the reason and the cause for the emergence of its lower one. The root is the cause for the emergence of the desire in phase one. In phase one is the cause for the emergence of the desire of phase two. Phase two is the cause for the emergence of the desire of phase three. And phase three is the cause for the emergence of the desire of phase four. And this compelled sequence of cause and consequence has already been thoroughly clarified in part one. Study it there well, for I wish to avoid the repetition of that long text unnecessarily. However, you should study these things in depth, as I rely on them in the continuation of my henceforth explanation.
We'll get to it later. Okay, next.
Item 26. Two discernments in each phase. What it has from its superior, what it has from its own essence.
I just want to remind the intention of the study. I see that there's some kind of weakness in everyone. What's up with the intention? Doesn't matter what I'm studying. I'm learning about a means to attain the Creator, to accept the upper abundance that the upper light can bestow upon me and correct me, will open my head, my brain, my heart, to feel the upper system. I want to live in that upper system. I want to reach adhesion with the Creator. I want to know all of this reality. It's possible only by the bestowal we get from the study. And I can't forget about that. I'm not allowed to forget about that. I'm expecting the study to affect me, work on me, and open my mind and heart. Yes.
Item 26. Two discernments in each phase. What it has from its superior, what it has from its own essence. We should note that there are two discernments in each phase of these four phases. The first is the amount of substance that came to it by its own cause. The second is the amount of substance in its essence, which is activated by the light that is clothed in it. It is known that the desire in a degree is called by the name of the malchut of that degree. And even where no recognition of a vessel is discerned, meaning in Ein Sof, we still denominate the desire there by the name Malchut of Ein Sof. Concerning He and His name are one, it is known that name is an appellation of Malchut, and His name is Desire, Ratzon, in Gematria.
If there are no questions, so we just have to maybe repeat it later on.
We have women's questions about this.
So let's keep going a bit more, another one or two.
Item 27, Malchut of Keter descended and became the substance in the Sphira of Chochmah. Now we shall explain the two discernments that we should make in each of the four phases. The root of the degree, the discernment of the instilling of the light of Ein Sof on it, is called the Keter of that degree. It is known that in the upper light there is only the will to bestow and to do good to others, meaning to the entire reality that exists in the worlds that he created. However, there is nothing in him of the will to receive, as it is written in Inner Observation, Part 1. Malchut of Keter is the cause for Phase 1. That is, because the desire in the upper one becomes a compelling must in the lower one. Thus, the will to bestow and to do good, which is Malchut of Keter, became the will to receive in phase one, called Chochmah. And it is regarded as though Malchut of Keter herself came down and clothed and became the will to receive of phase one, meaning its actual substance. It is so because the desire in phase one is the substance in that phase. And the upper light, called Chaya, is clothed in that substance. Hence, it is considered that Malchut of Keter became the substance of the Sphira called Chochmah. This is the first discernment that should be made in the substance of Phase 1.
These are things that are very complex. How can it be that part of a higher degree inverts and become parts of the lower degree? Malchut of the upper one becomes the Keter of the lower one. It's very unclear. But we'll scrutinize it. Kiev 1.
Так, а вообще, как может быть Кетер и Малхут? Я вот себе задаю вопрос.
So, in general, how can it be that Кетер and Малхут will be in the same parzuf? Because Кетер is part of the Creator that wants to bestow, and Малхут wants to receive. How can they even meet? How can they coexist?
אני חושב שאין כאן שום בעיה, כי גם...
I think that there's no problem about it, because also Кетер, we're speaking about something that clothes in the created being and presents itself towards the created being. And Malchut and Keter and all the Sfirot are still a presentation or an appearance of the Creator in the will to receive. If we speak of something that we attain, so we attain it in the will to receive only, nothing else. And then it turns out that the Keter and the rest of the Sfirot, they're all the will to receive. And it can't be that there's anything else but that. That's why if you go in such a way to research these things, you'll see that all in all, we're speaking about the will to receive that is existence from absence, that's a created being, and the upper light, which is actually the force of the Creator that appears in him, in the will to receive. And then the will to receive receives all kinds of forms and all kinds of changes. And all in all, the result is from the upper light that bestows upon it.
Latin 12.
What?
Meaning, if I understood you correctly, it turns out that Keter is something that Malchut attains.
Of course, that all these things we're speaking about and learning We learn it from the attainment of the Creator, of course.
Asagat HaBore.
Attainment of the Creator.
Latin
12.
Gracias, querido Rab. El Supremo siempre está buscando expandir la intención para que se sostenga.
The upper one always wants to expand its intention to hold a desire. Or
Elion, אנחנו לא
The upper one, I don't understand. While you're speaking about the upper one, you have to speak about the lower one. The upper one is always bestowing in all forms that are good for the lower one. That's the upper one. Anywhere you'll see. Otherwise it wouldn't exist. When you'll reach his degree, you'll see that you'll want to receive qualities to bestow to the lower one. Then you'll reach the degree of the higher one. Only that way. Okay, friends, we have 15 minutes. Where are the women? Women, please.
Question from West 2. It says in 21, the reception of the light of stems from phase 4, but the vessels of reception of the reflected light rising from coupling of striking in phase 4. Does reflected light have vessels of reception? How did vessels of reception appear in the reflected light?
If we feel the lights, reflected light, inner light, direct light, so we feel them through some kind of vessels too, because without vessels you can't feel. You need something that will reveal the light for you. Only in that way we can reach a feeling, the feeling of the light, that it will be accepted in some kind of vessel, and this vessel will be felt in our will to receive, then we discover it. Next.
Does the reflected light acquire the qualities of phase 4 during the coupling and striking?
The reflected light goes through all the phases, clothes through them, and in that way changes. And we can measure that reflected light. There are many kinds of reflected light, by the way. Next.
Mark 15, does the reflected light spread down below the screen with the pressure of direct light, or as a result of the weakening of the screen?
The reflected light goes through all vessels, and the vessels receive it to the extent that they can relate to it, identify with it. More than that, I can't say. We'll learn the rest of it. And that is obviously a very general question. But I have no choice but to answer in that way right now.
Reflected light in the 10. Is this a desire from the bottom of the heart to care about the friends without thoughts of myself?
Yeah. The fact that I'm concerned to every 10 in general, that is that concern to sustain everyone, to develop everyone, to nourish everyone, to be concerned in general about the 10, that's my reflected light.
Chile 1, is reflected light the ego?
No, reflected light is a result of the ego, that I want to be in my anti-ego, above my ego.
That's it for now.
Okay, good. So why did you say there's questions? A woman, many. Okay, Dudi, where are we?
Item 29.
Ah, we said that. Moscow 6.
Спасибо. Вопрос от товарища. Где мы используем эти вещи?
Thank you. Question from a friend. Where do we use these things? The screen reflect, restriction reflected light. Does it happen in the group or in daily life?
How can you use our world, our life, screen, reflected light, restriction, and all these things? That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of the concealed, that nobody knows it, because we don't need it in our corporeal life. If we're on the animate degree, so we don't need the wisdom of the Kabbalah. Only under the condition that we reach the speaking degree, that we need to bestow to one another. We want to bestow. We yearn for bestow. We speak about connections above our ego. Then we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. And then we need restriction light, screen, reflected light, forces to perform these actions. But if we don't want to determine between us relationships of bestowal, so we don't need the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we don't need spiritual forces, because spirituality is entirely love and bestowal. And then we're just in this world. Okay, Dudi, I think that we can end the lesson by this.
Moscow 1.
Oh, Moscow 1, okay.
Здесь вот действительно такая удивительная фраза. Хочется вот, ну, вот как-то обратить на внимание.
Truly a phenomenal line. There's a desire to pay attention to this line. Malchut of Keter becomes the will to receive in Bchina Aleph in phase one. So what does it mean? Phase one.
Where is he reading from? Malchut de Keter.
Keep going, item 27. Malchut of Keter descended and became the substance in the Sfira of Chochmah.
Yeah.
Ask.
Во втором абзаце, второе предложение, Малхут де Кетер становится.
The second line in the second paragraph says that Malchut of Keter becomes the will to receive in phase one.
Yeah. Where does the will to receive come from? From the upper one having a desire to bestow. That's what gives birth to the will to receive in the lower one. In the cascading from above downward, the will to receive develops. Where does it develop from? From more and more of the will to bestow being revealed on behalf of the upper one. By this, the will to receive on the lower one develops. You don't know it.
Аппетит приходит во время еды.
The appetite comes with the eating.
Хок,
meaning there's a law that the abundance itself reveals the desire and grows it. That's why the upper light that expands from above, by expanding, it builds the vessels on itself. And then the will to receive can grow, and in that way, advance. That's it. That's how it cascades. Any more? PT4.
I wanted to ask about four phases of direct light. On the one hand, we say about those four phases that this is the development of the desire. On the other hand, we describe the desire itself in the four phases. So the desire is entirely, is going through this inner development constantly?
Yes, of course, the desires keep developing and dividing and with no rest. It's like you can see in particles, in the atoms, in molecules, and there's constantly motion and motion and motion, endless.
When we learn on the four phases, there's like this innovation of a renewal of the transition between state and state, receiving a new decision, a new creation each time.
Right.
That's how it lives within the desire each time?
Yes, yes, yes. The desire is in endless motion.
Yep.
Like the matter exchanging in all of creation. Imagine all of the universe, that it's like one grain compared to the spiritual world, if you could even say it. And look, as much as there's constantly different actions that are contradicting and diverse and so on. Moscow 5.
Good morning. Why is it in item 24? It says that the restriction is a personal choice and the screen does not happen out of choice.
The restriction is a result of the feeling of the shame, the feeling of the difference between receiver and bestower. That's why it comes from the lower one. And the rest of the actions are a result of that action of the restriction.
Но это же свободный выбор сокращения. И действие тоже свободное действие.
But the restriction is a free choice, and the action is also free. And he writes that this action is not free.
I don't understand exactly what you mean by a free action or not a free action. If I feel shame, and this shame is burning me, and isn't giving me any possibility to run from this feeling of shame. So I must do an action in order to turn off this shame, to fix it, to change it. Where did you see an action in the created being called freedom of choice? Like you mean. There is no such thing. Also in us. In each and every person, big, small, Kabbalist, simple, all our actions are essential. And the freedom of choices only in the intention. We'll speak about it. Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте.
Hello. Very interesting. And appealing to learn the giving of Torah, Matan Torah, and now Tess. I want to ask, we're going out to the day. All kinds of desires will descend on me, various forces will work on me, and part of those desires I'll refuse to fulfill. I won't fulfill them in order to work with the 10, to connect with them, to go over the lesson again. So the question is, what we're learning about here, the four phases and the restriction, is it related to the actions we're doing during the day when we disconnect from certain desires to connect with the 10?
Make a calculation to be with my spiritual society, no matter on what level they are. If I take a decision that I prefer to be with them instead of giving some corporeal pleasure to myself, to my body, so obviously these are spiritual actions already. And they are considered and accepted in the general Malchut. And according to that, I can already receive new discernments in my spiritual advancement.
Ken.
Yes?
Info.
Info.
Hello, all the friends We want to tell you about the great efforts many friends are putting in ahead of this very special evening that is fast approaching. It's going to happen next Sunday, May 29th. We're going to start our broadcast at 6 p.m. Israel time. The very special preparation, the evening itself will start at 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Israel time. We want to remind everyone to sign up before the price of the event will go up. And Maiten, everyone signed up. We did this. We checked with everyone. We see that everyone is coming. We need a very special preparation before such a special evening. And I'll pass it on to you.
Yes, so dear friends. We want to tell you about the thoughts we had in the content team in the preparation for this evening. We're going to be sitting mixed up. We won't be sitting in our tents, whether somebody coming physically, somebody coming virtually. Well, we wanted to ask you a question, maybe. What's the importance in such an incorporation in this evening that we come out of our tents and meeting other friends?
Look, we have opportunities. Because of the technology we have, the way we connect technically, we have the opportunity, the possibility of being truly as one, where the corporeal differences would not influence us, but we want to truly imagine to ourselves as one man in one heart, as Kabbalists say that we have to reach. So let's do it. Let's make ourselves as if we are connected in this way as one man in one heart. And we should gather for that in this meal with the songs, everything that you're, all those things that our info will decide for us. I'm truly delighted that there is such a thing. After all, only such connections in one big leap advances in our spiritual development.
Everyone's already used to working in his tent with his friends. There's like a feeling like you're at home.
Right, but that does not have to do with anything. We have to understand that we won't be able to run away from all of humanity, from this big vessel of Adam HaRishon. Each one is building for himself like a small animal. He digs a hiding place, and the same way our groups, our tents, they begin to acquire a certain, like a nest that a bird makes. And in it, we love to hide. We like to hide. It's comfortable for us. It's good for us. We meet, we talk there. It's nevertheless something that it's something that's very important. If we'll come out of our group, our tiny ten, into the great ten, the influence on the Creator, on the general vessel, is extremely significant, extremely. Therefore, I highly recommend, I'm asking, pay attention to such an opportunity and participate in it. It is very important.
How during the day can we decide in the ten?
First of all, I check myself. Did I sign up? Did I register? Also, the registration, it looks like something fictional. It's not important. It's very important. It's a general action. It's a group action. And entering through this group action and I'm in it and I register for it. If everyone is doing it, I have to be there.
Oui. How to prepare myself to this incorporation, to coming out of the 10? Because in the content team we were speaking that sometimes there's like an embarrassment, a difficulty when you meet new friends, a conversation can suddenly become a bit less deep, more shallow, and we want to go into their into depth in this unit evening.
What can I tell you? We need to, nevertheless, move towards it, advance towards towards the state. We have to be in it. We must.
I don't
know. We shouldn't let our body, ourselves, our brain, our heart be relaxed without disposition, the tendency towards connection with the others, even outside of our ten.
And
you see, we are with the ten during the lesson. Also, during the day. And here we do it once, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
What, such an event?
Yeah.
I think about every quarter or 3, 4 months.
Once every 3 months, okay. I think it's very important. I think it's extremely important. Besides that, think about this gathering. That is a place where we sit down and chat. It's a place of prayer. It's a place of prayer. Whenever I'm with this group, I'm as if praying to the Creator, together with everyone, with all the groups, all the tens, men and women, all over the world, we're all turning to the Creator, and we're asking of Him, connect us, raise us to You. That's what I'm thinking about when I'm speaking of this assembly. It's not that we're going to raise a l'chaim and have a sandwich there, whatever anyone is preparing. No. It's the prayer to the Creator from us. That's what's important. So, just think. We don't have any action. Us, all of Bnei Baruch around the world, and in general, all over the world, there's no warmer, more significant action, greater action, more important action than this kind of assembly gathering where we can all connect in one desire to the one Creator.
Info.
Info.
Thank you, Rav. We just want to remind all the friends again the importance of the preparation. We heard Rav. So everybody together are signing up and start speaking about it within the tens this evening, how we can be prepared, how we go into it, how would we want to go into it. So the content team throughout the week is going to send questions and tasks to all the friends to prepare. So up to here. Thank you.
What announcement. Recorded broadcast for today, 10 to 11, the writers' meeting with Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, friends. We'll sing a song.
True love is never really yours. True love is never really mine. It's not decided.
it by success. It's neither ugly nor sublime. True love is never bound by time. True love is never bound by space. When it exists, it rises high. It holds the world in its embrace. When love is born, it sets you free. In the words that you made, true love is giving everything. It is the soul that shines within. It shines within. True love is never real.